We heard nothing. There was rumours in the area that they were looking into it, but there was no public meetings, nothing in writing from them at all, and that's why we're very disappointed and would request a public meeting before it goes ahead any further.
They are suggesting there'll be consultation once the plans are in place. You seem to be saying that's too late.
It is too late because there's a lot of money invested and time, and we would want it stopped before then under health and safety reasons.
From the school's point of view, what can you do? Is there any role that the department can play in making submissions on your behalf?
We are going to put in letters of objection from the board, the department, our diocesan board and the parents on health and safety.
What's the primary concern of the school?
The primary concern, along with firstly the smell, you know, the risk of flies, vermin, is health implications. We know that the treatment plant is only 300 metres from our school entrance. The risk of respiratory problems, it's linked with the chemicals and bacteria are airborne and can be inhaled, can link to problems with the lungs, gastro problems, and that's our big concern. It would affect attendance.
And from a family point of view, you have personal experience in this that raises your concerns even more.
I have a son at the school, two sons, but one is asthmatic and it would impact him and on other children who are asthmatic and other children who are attending with respiratory problems. It would definitely affect their attendance and their education. It's unfair.